中国历史上有四个人。
There are four people in Chinese history.
像人间蒸发一样。
Like disappearing from the world.
突然就从史书里彻底消失了。
Suddenly disappeared from the history books.
不是死了。
Not dead.
找不到尸体。
Nobody found.
而是活不见人。
Instead, he lived a life that was not recognized by others.
死不见尸。
No body, no death.
连一块墓碑，一片
A tombstone, a piece of stone.
一角都没留下。
There was no trace left.
更离奇的是
Even more strangely,
这四个人消失之后
After these four people disappeared,
都留下了一个巨大的权力。
This leaves a huge amount of power.
真空和一段永远无法被证实的传说。
Vacuum and an unprovable legend.
今天咱们就聊聊这四个凭空消失的人。
Today, let's talk about these four people who mysteriously disappeared.
和他们背后藏着的那个时代最大的秘密。
And the biggest secret hidden behind them, the biggest secret of that era.
第一个，老子。
The first old man.
中国古代最神秘的哲学家，没有之一。
One of the most mysterious philosophers in ancient China.
孔子见完老子之后，
After Confucius saw Lao Tzu,
跟自己的学生说
Tell your students,
吾今日见老子，其游龙鞋。
Today, I saw Lao Tzu riding a dragon shoe.
我今天见了老子。
I met my old man today.
这个人就像一条龙一样。
This person is like a dragon.
我根本看不透他。
I can't figure him out.
但老子在周朝当了一辈子图书馆。
But I spent my whole life as a librarian in the Zhou dynasty.
管理员。
Administrator.
看到周王室一天天衰败下去。
Seeing the Zhou dynasty gradually decline.
心灰意冷。
Despairing.
决定出走。
Decide to leave.
他骑着一头青牛
He rode a blue cow.
一路向西走到了函谷关
We drove all the way west to Hanyuan Pass.
守关的官员叫尹喜
The officer guarding the gate is named Yun He.
是个懂天象的人
He is a person who understands astronomy.
他远远看到一团紫气
He saw a purple aura from afar.
从东方飘来
From the east,
就知道有圣人要过关
I knew there was a sage passing by
尹喜把老子拦下来说
Yuni stopped me and said
先生您这一走
Mr. Your departure
恐怕不会再回来了
I don't think it will come back
能不能把您的学问写下来
Can you write down your knowledge
留给后人
Leave for posterity.
老子就在函谷关住了几天。
I have been observing the situation in Hangu for a few days.
写下了五千字的道德。
Wrote a 5,000-word moral.
经。写完之后。
After finishing writing.
他把竹简交给尹喜，骑上青牛。
He handed the bamboo slips to Yin Ziki to ride on the blue ox.
出了函谷关。
After passing through the Hangu Pass.
从此，这个人就从中国历史里彻底消失了。
From then on, this person completely disappeared from Chinese history.
他去哪儿了？
Where did he go?
司马迁写《史记》给老子立传。
Seymour Cairn wrote the records of the grand historian, and he wrote biographies for Lao Tzu.
写到最后的结局
Reaching the end.
只用了四个字
using only four words，
莫知所终
unending，
没人知道他去了哪里
no one knows where he went，
没人知道他怎么死的
no one knows how he died，
没人知道他到底活了多久
no one knows how long he lived。
有人说他一路向西走到了印度。
Some say he walked all the way west to India.
变成了释迦牟尼。
Became Shakyamuni.
有人说他去了西域。
Some say he went to the western regions.
隐居。
Seclusion.
在昆仑山上。活了200多岁。
Lived on Kunlun Mountain for over 200 years.
还有人说老子根本没有出关。
Some people say that I never left the country.
他在函谷关写完道德经之后就死在了关内。
After he finished writing the Tao teaching at Fangji Pass, he died in the pass.
所谓紫气东来
The purple Kai came from the east.
青牛西去
The cow goes west.
都是后人编出来的。
All of them are fabricated by descendants.
但不管哪种说法都没有证据。
However, none of these statements have any evidence.
老子就像一个神秘的访客。
Old Master is like a mysterious visitor.
在人间留下了一本5000字的书。
Left behind a 5,000-word book in the world.
然后转身走回了云雾里。
Then he turned and walked back into the mist.
留下一道紫气和2500年没人能猜透的背影。
Leave a purple aura and 2,500 years of mystery.
第二个。
Second.
徐福，秦朝最有名的方士，秦始皇最信任的骗子。
Zhu Fu, the most famous alchemist of the Qin dynasty, was the most trusted con artist of Qin Shi Huang.
当然，是不是骗子
？Of course, it's not a scam.
要看你怎么看。
It depends on how you look at it.
公元前219年
，219 BC，
秦始皇统一六国之后，开始怕死。
After Qin Shi Huang unified the six states, he began to pass laws.
他派徐福带着3000童男童女乘坐庞大的船队出海去寻找三神山。
He dispatched Zhu Fu with 3,000 male and female children aboard a large fleet to set sail and search for the three sacred mountains.
向先人求取不死药。
Ask ancestors for the elixir of immortality.
徐福第一次出海，空手而归。
Zhu Fu's first voyage ended in failure.
他跟秦始皇说
He told Qin Shi Huang,
我在海上遇到了大鲛鱼。
I encountered a giant shark in the sea.
拦住了去路。
Blocked the way.
陛下必须派弓箭手随行。
Your Majesty must send archers to accompany you.
才能到达仙山。
Only by reaching the immortal mountain can you succeed.
秦始皇居然信了，亲自带着弓弩到海边。
Qin Shi Huang actually believed in personally bringing a bow and arrow to the sea.
射杀了一条大鱼。
Shot a big fish.
徐福第二次出海
Zhu Fu's second voyage
带着3000童男童女
With 3,000 boys and girls
带着五谷种子
With 5 grains of seeds
带着各行各业的工匠
With craftsmen from all walks of life
这一次他再也没有回来
He never came back again
他去哪儿了
Where did he go?
史记里写的很简略。
The records of the grand historian is very concise.
徐福得平原广泽，止王不来。
Zhu Fu did not come to the plains of Guangs to heal the emperor.
徐福找到了一片广阔肥沃的土地。
Zhu Fu found a vast and fertile land.
自己在那边当了王不回来。
I stayed there and didn't come back.
这片平原广泽究竟是哪里？
Where is the plain of Guangs?
司马迁没说。
Sima Qian didn't say.
有人说就是今天的日本。
Some said it's today's Japan.
日本有很多地方至今供奉着徐福的雕像和神社。
There are many places in Japan where the statues and shrines of Zhu Fu are still worshipped.
认为徐福就是他们的开国祖先。
They believe that Zhu Fu is their ancestor.
那3000童男童女就是日本人的始祖。
Those 3,000 boys and girls were the ancestors of the Japanese.
但也有人说
However, some people also say that
徐福的船队在东海遇到了风暴。
Zhu Fu's fleet encountered a storm in the East Sea.
全军覆没。
Total annihilation.
根本没能到达任何陆地。
Never reached any land.
还有人说徐福是个彻头彻尾的骗子。
Some people say that Zhu Fu is a complete fraud.
他从一开始就知道。
He knew from the beginning.
根本没有什么长生不老药。
There is no such thing as an elixir of immortality.
所谓三神山。
The Three Gods Mountain.
只是他用来骗秦始皇。
Just a tool he used.To deceive the emperor Qin.
给他船给他人的借口。
Give him the excuse to take it.
他带着3000人跑了。
He led 3000 people.
找了一座小岛。
Found a small island.
住下再也没敢回中原。
I never dared to return to the central plains after that.
如果是这样。
If so,
那徐福就是中国历史上最大胆的诈骗犯。
That Zhu Fu was the most audacious scammer in Chinese history.
骗了千古一帝。
Deceived a thousand-year emperor.
带着3000人从历史的缝隙里消失得无影无踪。
3000 people vanished into thin air, seemingly out of nowhere.
第三个，建文帝。明朝第二位皇帝朱元璋的孙子朱允，他的皇位是被他叔叔朱棣抢走。
The third emperor of the Ming dynasty, Zhu Yun, was the grandson of Emperor Zhu Yuanzhang. The second emperor of the Ming dynasty, his throne was usurped by his uncle Zhu Dai.
朱棣发动靖难之役。
Emperor Zhu Dai launched the Jingnan Incident.
从北京一路打到南京，大军
From Beijing all the way to Nanjing.
攻破南京城的那天
The day Nanjing was captured.
皇宫燃起了大火。火灭之后
The palace was on fire, and after it was extinguished,
朱棣的士兵在废墟里找到了几具烧焦的尸体。
Emperor Zhu Dai's soldiers found several charred corpses in the ruins.
面目全非。
Completely changed.
根本辨认不出谁是谁。
I can't tell who is who.
朱棣对外宣称
Zhu Dai declared to the outside world.
其中一句就是建文帝。
One of the lines is Emperor Jiayin.
他已经自焚而死。
He has already committed suicide by burning himself.
但全天下的人都不信。
But everyone in the world doesn't believe it.
因为活不见人死。
Because I don't want to live a life that is meaningless.
死不见尸。
Nobody.
明史里写道。
The poem says,
宫中火起，帝不知所终。
The fire in the palace spread uncontrollably.
皇宫里起了大火。
It was a big fire in the palace.
皇帝
Emperor
从此下落不明，自己的亲侄子活要见人，死要见尸。
From then on, the nephew who disappeared mysteriously would live if he saw people, and die if he saw them.
不然他这个皇帝永远坐不安稳。
Otherwise, he will never be a stable emperor.
他派了一文一武两路人马去找建文帝。武将是郑和。郑和七下西洋。
He dispatched troops from the literary and military camps to find the Ming Emperor's generals, who were Zhang He and Zhang He's expedition to the west.
名义上是宣扬国威。
Officially, it is to promote national pride.
实际上最重要的秘密任务就是去海外寻找建文帝的下落。
In fact, the most important secret mission is to find the whereabouts of Emperor Wen in overseas.
文臣是胡飞。胡飞的任务
The official was a task for Hu Fei who
是在国内找。重点是
Focus on finding domestic resources.
是云贵川的深山老林。建文帝很可能削发为僧。
It is said that in the deep mountains and forests of Yunnan, Emperor Wudong may have shaved his head and become a monk.
躲进了哪座寺庙?
He hid in a temple.
胡飞在外面跑了十几年。
Hu Fei has been running around outside for 10 years.
母亲去世了。
My mother passed away.
都不准回家奔丧。
Don't go home to mourn.
有一天夜里
One night,
胡飞终于回到京城，直奔皇宫。
Hu Fei finally returned to the capital and went straight to the imperial palace.
朱棣已经睡下了。
Zhu Dai has already fallen asleep.
听说胡飞回来了。
I heard that Hu Fei has returned.
立刻从床上爬起来。
Get up immediately.
把胡飞叫进寝宫。
Bring Hu Fei into the bedroom.
两个人关上门，聊到了天亮。
Two people talk until dawn.
第二天一大早。
Early the next day.
胡飞又离开了京城。
Hu Fei, you left Beijing again.
继续找。
Keep looking.
没有人知道那一夜。
No one knew what happened that night.
胡飞到底跟朱棣说了什么
？What did Hu Fei say to Zhu Dai？
明史里只写了八个字。
The Ming Dynasty only wrote 8 characters.
昔以所闻。
Based on what I've heard。
对，漏下四骨乃出。
The fourth bone is about to come out。
把知道的情况全部汇报完毕。
Report all known information。
凌晨四更才出来。
Coming out at 4 a.m.
如果胡斐告诉朱棣建文帝已经死了。
If Hu Fei told Zhu Dai, the Emperor Wen Jin had died.
朱棣应该放心了。
Zhu Dai should be at peace now.
为什么还让他继续找?
Why should I let him continue looking?
如果胡斐告诉朱棣。
If Hu Fei told Zhu Dai,
建文帝还活着。
The Emperor Wen is still alive.
那朱棣为什么没有采取行动?
Why didn't Zhu Dai take action?
这个故事到今天还是一个谜。
This story remains a mystery to this day.
600年来。
For 600 years.
关于建文帝的下落。
Regarding the whereabouts of Emperor Jian Wen.
一直在被考证。
Being verified.
有人说
Some say
他确实逃出了南京，一路颠沛流离。
He indeed escaped from Nanjing and wandered around.
最后在贵州的一座寺庙里度过了余生。
He spent his remaining years in a temple in Guizhou.
有人说他根本没有逃出去，死在逃亡的路上。
Some say he never escaped and died on the run.
还有人说他就是那几句焦诗中的一句。
Some people say that he is one of the lines in those few poems.
但由于被火烧得面目全非。
However, due to being burned to a state of ruin,
没人能证明是他，也没人能证明。
No one can prove it, and no one can deny it.
不是他。
Of him.
朱棣一辈子都在找这个人，到死都没找到。
For a lifetime, Judai was searching for this person, but he never found him.
明朝16位皇帝，只有两个人的下落是历史悬案。
16 emperors of the Ming dynasty have disappeared, and their whereabouts remain a historical mystery.
一个是开国皇帝。
One is an emperor who founded the country.
朱元璋的孙子。
Yu Yuanzhang's grandson.
一个是末代皇帝。
One is the last emperor.
崇祯的儿子建文帝。
The son of the Chongzhen emperor, but only emperor.
就是第一个。第四个西施。
The first four Zixi.
中国古代四大美女之首。
The first of the four beauties of ancient China.
沉鱼落雁。
Floating fish and falling crane.
闭月羞花沉鱼。
The moon and flowers are ashamed, and the fish are shy.
就是他。传说西施在河边浣纱，水里的鱼。
It's just that the fish she's talking about, the ones that Zixi was fishing by the river,
看到他游不动了。
Seeing that he couldn't move,
沉到了水底。
Drowned.
春秋末年
Late spring,
吴越争霸，越国被吴国灭了。
The Yu kingdom was destroyed by the Wu kingdom.
越王勾践卧薪尝胆。
King Gao Jian lay on his bed, tasting the bitterness of defeat.
准备复仇。
Prepare for revenge.
他派出了范蠡。
He dispatched Fan Li.
带着西施来到吴国。
Bringing Zixi to Wu,
西施
Zixi,
被献给了吴王夫差。夫差
dedicated to Wu Wang Fucher,
见到西施之后
after seeing Zixi,
彻底沦陷了
completely fallen,
为他修建了管娃宫
built for him the Wanwa Palace,
整天陪着他喝酒跳舞。
Spending the whole day with him, drinking and dancing.
不理朝政。
Ignore official affairs.
吴国的大将伍子胥拼了命。
Wu Guo's general, Gu Zixu, sacrificed his life.
劝夫差说
Persuade the husband to speak.
越国是心腹大患。
The Yu people are a major threat.
西施是越国派来的
Zixi was sent by the state of Yu
间谍
Spy
夫差不听
The man didn't listen
反而刺剑让伍子胥自杀
Instead, the stabbing of the sword caused Wu Zi to commit suicide
伍子胥临死前说了一句话
When Wu Zixu was dying, he said one sentence
绝无眼悬无东门之上。
There is no eye, no east gate.
以观越寇之入灭。
To observe the extinction of the enemy's invasion.
吾也把我的眼睛挖出来。
He gouged out my eyes.
挂在东城门上。
Hanging on the east gate.
我要亲眼看着越国的大军。
I watched to see the Vietnamese army with my own eyes.
怎么踏平吴国?
How to conquer Wu.
然后拔剑自刎。西施的使命。
Then, the mission to draw a sword and commit suicide for Zixi.
完成了。越王勾践卧薪尝胆。
After King Gao Jian of Yu had finished his revenge.
20年。
20 years.
终于灭掉了吴国，夫差兵败自杀。
Finally, Wu Guo Fu was defeated and committed suicide.
那西施呢
What about Zish?
他去了哪里
Where did he go?
第一种说法
The first explanation
陈江
Chen Jiang
吴越春秋记载
The romance of the three kingdoms records
吴国灭亡之后
After the fall of Wu
越王勾践的夫人嫉妒西施的美貌
The wife of King Gaojian was jealous of Zai Shi's beauty.
派人在西施身上绑了一块大石头。
A man tied a large stone to Zai Shi.
把他推进了江里。
Throw him into the river.
沉入水底。
Submerge.
也有人说是勾践本人。
Some also say that it was Yu Liang himself.
下令杀死了西施。
Order to kill Zai Shi.
因为他是越国的工具。
Because he is a tool of the Viet people.
用过之后就要销毁。
After using, you must destroy it.
第二种说法。
The second explanation.
归隐。越绝。
The more I retreat, the more isolated I become.
书记载。
The text records that
吴国灭亡之后
After the fall of Wu,
范蠡辞去了官职
Fan Li resigned from his official position,
带着西施泛舟五湖
Take the beautiful Zai Qi up for a cruise on the five lakes,
从此不知所终
Gone missing.
范蠡后来化名陶朱公成为了一代巨商富可敌国
Later, Fan Li changed his name to Tao Ziyu and became a great merchant and a wealthy person.
而西施就陪在他身边。
And Zai Shi was by her side.
度过了平静的余生。
Enjoyed a peaceful life.
但是这件事没有任何证实。
However, there is no evidence to support this.
佐证。
Evidence.
它只是一个传说
He is just a legend
一个美好的让人愿意相信的传说
A beautiful and believable legend
所以西施究竟是怎么死的
So how did Zai Shi die?
是被沉江还是泛舟归隐两千多年了
It has been 2,000 years since it was abandoned by the Chen River or the fishermen,
没有人知道这四个人的下落。
No one knows the whereabouts of these four people.
我们大概永远也找不到了。
We probably won't be able to find it anymore.
但你看
But look,
从老子出关到徐福出海
From Lao Tzu's departure to Zhu Fu's departure.
从剑门帝失踪到西施沉江
From the disappearance of Emperor Jianwen to the tragic end of Zai Shi.
他们的消失都踩着一个共同的时间点
Their disappearances all occurred at the same time.
就在他们消失的那一刻
At that moment when they disappeared,
旧的时代画上了句号。
The old era has come to an end.
新的时代拉开了大幕。
The new era has begun.
老子的函谷是春秋和战国的分界。
The valley of Laozi is the boundary between the spring and autumn and warring states periods.
徐福的东海是大秦帝国覆灭的前夜。
Zhu Fu's East Sea was the night before the fall of the Great Qin Empire.
剑门帝的南京城
The Nanjing built by Emperor Jianwen
是明朝叔侄相残的起点。
This was the beginning of the feud between the uncle and nephew in the Ming Dynasty.
西施的吴王宫是勾践二十年卧薪尝胆的尽头。
Zixi's Wu Wang Palace is the embodiment of Zixuan's 20 years of perseverance and determination.
他们的消失空出了一格位置。
Their disappearance left an empty space.
这个位置让给了下一个人。
This position has been given to the next person.
下一个时代。
Next era.
下一段谁也猜不透的历史。
Who can guess the next chapter of history?
所以他们到底消失了没有?
So where did they go?
也许他们只是走到了历史的幕布。
Maybe they just reached the curtain of history.
后面最后问大家一个问题。
Ask everyone a question at the end.
这四个消失的人里
Among these four missing people,
你觉得谁的下落最有可能被后人找到?评论区聊聊。
Who do you think is most likely to be found by future generations? Let's discuss in the comments.